It's time for Living Thunder.
And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God.
Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto. For the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian rock, Christian contemporary, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you. And I also want to remind you that you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand anytime, any day of the week. So right now, we're going to kick this morning off with one by Jason Ingram. Glorious Day.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my turn till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my turn till I made it. You called my name and I ran.
Hey guys, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Living Thunder. We are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, going to give you one by Josiah Queen, a song called Prodigal.
I've been sick and tired, being sick and tired, searching far and wide for something that feels real, and it's something that feels real. And I don't wanna lose my soul chasing after things that don't lead me straight to you. And we will adore you.
shepherd, my protector. That's my king, that's my rock, that's my anchor.
Little bit of CC Winans there for you. A song called That's My King. You know, guys, only you can answer that question today if you can say that He is your King, that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of your life. My prayer is today that you have heard the truth and that you've been set free by His truth. It leads us into our next song. It's by Megan Woods, and it's a song called The Truth.
Times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me. Swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was. Now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is, I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is, I am truly loved by a God who's good when I'm not good enough. I don't belong to the lies, I belong to you. So much noise living rent free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice, and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. Never been so sure. The truth is I am my father's child. I'll make him proud and I'll make him smile.
When we are made new in Jesus' name, when we are healed and made whole, when we are no longer slave to sin but have found freedom in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you see, we desire to praise Him forever, to lift Him on high, and we are able to pray what Psalms 150, 1 through 6 says. It says, praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty works. Praise His unequaled greatness. Praise Him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise Him with lyre and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with strings and flutes. Praise Him with clash of cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praise to the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, our desire is to praise Him now and forevermore because we have been set free through Jesus Christ. You see, there is only one way to the Father. There is only one way to have an eternal hope. It's only through Christ Jesus. Jesus made that possible. That's why we praise Him forever. We give Him glory forever. Because now we can be with Him for all eternity. It leads us into our next song. It's by Chris Tomlin. It's a song called Praise Him Forever. Because you see, the praise starts now and it lasts for all eternity when we are at home with Him. before we was born in the Spirit of God. You see, we were prisoners in darkness. We were bound by the chains of sin. But you see, when we responded to Jesus through the Holy Spirit, understanding that because of Jesus, well, that I can be set free from sin and death, that life is only found in Him. You see, it's then that we understand this call that comes from Isaiah 49:9, and it says, I will say to the prisoners, come out in freedom, and to those in darkness, come to the light. They will be my sheep, grazing in green pastures and on hills that were previously bare. You see, when we step into His light, we have peace, we have a hope, and we have springs of living water flowing within us that as we desire more and more of Him, we will never thirst because we can draw from that spring all the time. Galatians 3:22 says, but the Scriptures declare that we are all prisoners of sin. So we receive God's promise of freedom only by believing in Jesus Christ. Place your life in the only one who saves by His grace, the only one true living God who gives life, in whom we can have a relationship with, a relationship that leads to eternal life. It's only found in Christ Jesus, the Son of God. John 8:36 says, so if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. So respond to the call. Jesus calls the prisoners. That's all who have not experienced His love, His mercy, and His grace. Those who are in the darkness, He says, come out in freedom, come out of the darkness, come to the light, where you are set free from sin and death. He says, step into His light, where you have life and eternal hope in Christ Jesus. He says, come to His peace and have rest for your soul. You see, as we read the Word of God or hear the Word of God, we see it penetrates to the bone. It exposes us for who we are. It exposes our sin. And you see, when we respond to the Spirit's call upon our life then, what's then that we are set free from that bondage? We are no longer prisoners anymore whenever we step into His light, when we step into His presence, when we proclaim Him Lord and Savior of our life. We are set free, just as John 8:36 says, sin no longer has a hold on us. My prayer is today that you have that walk with Jesus. And if you don't have that walk with Him today, don't harden your heart against His Word, but allow His heart to penetrate your life. Allow it to expose who you are so that you can be healed and made whole. You see, the only way that we can be healed and made whole is to, well, be set free from that bondage. And that's what it means to really love someone, is to share the truth with them. Because it's the truth that will set you free. To no longer be bound by that sin, but to have freedom that's only found in Christ Jesus. It leads us into our next song. It's by Michael Ferrin. It's a song called Prisoners.
Prisoners in cells of our own making, completely guilty, deserving of our chains. But hallelujah, Jesus came a calling, paid the debt we freedom, sweet freedom. You can feel it shake the ground. Our prisons down. Hear it getting louder. The joyful, joyful sound. Freedom, sweet freedom. 'Cause we're not prisoners now. No.
See, when we are no longer prisoners, well, we are made for more. And that's to serve Him as our Lord and Savior, to give Him glory with our life. That's what the purpose of life is.
I know who I am, 'cause I know who you are. The cross of salvation was only the start. Now I am chosen, free and forgiven. I have a future, and it's worth the living. 'Cause I wasn't made to be tending a grave. I was called by name, born and raised back to life again. I was made for more. So why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? I know I am yours, and I was made.
Free and forgive. on, sing it over yourself.
So why would I bury my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? I know I am yours, and I was made for more.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, Benjamin William Hastings, a song called Abandon.
Something isn't adding up. This wild exchange you offer us. I gave my worst, you gave your blood. Seems hard to believe. You're telling me you chose the cross. You're telling me I'm worth that much. Well, if that's the measure of your love, how else would I sing? But completely, deeply, sold out, sincerely abandoned, I'm completely, freely, hands to the ceiling in ember. My one life endeavor to my sure surrender to me, not my will but yours. Oh, I'm completely, deeply, don't care who sees me abandoned. Oh, I surrender. Oh, I just can't get over it. What kind of self-control is this? You had angels at your fingertips, but on the cross you remained. And I can't repay that kind of love, but I can praise with everything I've got. Since death had all its power, I've been just like the grave. I'm coming. In my lungs, consider it yours, Lord. Consider it yours, Lord. The failures I hide, the victories I don't, the battles I fight, each crown that I hoard, consider it yours, Lord. Consider it.
spark living deep inside your heart, with oceans of reasons, the things you're not seeing. But oh, maybe they don't know what you know, that you're not alone. So don't.
You know, in our lives, we can have many giants, just as Francesca Bettistelli talks about in her song. But you know, guys, we should not fear, but we should have courage and be bold in Christ Jesus to go forth and share his message and his word. You know, sometimes it's just about, you know, surrendering all to him until we abandon our selfish ambitions so that we can actually live out our life for him. Because you see, it's about putting him first in all situations, saying goodbye yesterday and welcoming our new relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It leads us in our next song by Elevation Rhythm, and it's a song called Goodbye Yesterday.
Hands up! I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord, I've been born again. Goodbye yesterday. I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord, I've been born again. Yeah. I've been born again.
and worry starts to creep. I know that ain't my father's voice. It could only be that liar in my ear trying to make me believe. So I'm calling him out in the name of the Lord.
Listen when I speak.
Devil, get behind.
Emerson Day there for you, a song called Get Behind Me. A song that reminds us that sometimes, you know, as Satan's trying to trip us up, we just need to say, Satan, get behind me in the name of Jesus Christ, because I want to keep my eyes fixed on the Lord, my Lord and my Savior, because He is the way. Leads us in our next song by Phil Wickham. It's a song called The Jesus Way.
If you curse me, then I will bless you. If you hurt me, I will forgive. And if you hate me, then I will love you. I chose the Jesus way. And if you're helpless, I will defend you. And if you're burdened, I'll share the weight. And if you're hopeless, then let me show you there's hope in the Jesus way. I follow Jesus.
He is the treasure, He is the answer. pursues the Jesus way.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXE in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we got one by Seth Schleter, a song called Counting My Blessings.
It's like it was yesterday, I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that I'll run out of time, but I will keep counting my blessings. Oh, and I can't count that high. And I know that seasons never last forever, so God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful, all the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings, for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I'll find. Father, on this side of heaven, I can't count that high.
You know, one of the greatest blessings that we can count is knowing and having Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You see, when we understand that the one true God is the only one we can, well, we find that can make us whole through Christ Jesus, to know that God came in the flesh through Christ and know that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through Him, well, He becomes the God of all our days. Because we look forward to spending each day with Him starting our day with Him, walking through our day with Him, and ending our day with Him. So I will do as Proverbs 3:6 says. It says, seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. You see, when we seek to do His will in our life, you see, He will show us the path to take, because it's the path that leads to righteousness. It's the path that we can be His hands and feet. It's the path where we know that, well, He will give us everything we need to make that happen, because we are doing it for Him. So you see, He becomes the light to our path. Proverbs 16:9 says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. You see, when we seek His will in all we do, we are focusing on what the Lord wants us to do. We are focusing on furthering His kingdom. We are furthering who He is in this world, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And in Psalms 37:23, it says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. So if you're living for Jesus, His word tells us that He delights in every detail of our lives. And why He delights in every detail of our lives is because we want to live our life for His glory. We want to share His message and hope with the world. And so the Lord directs the steps of the godly because we're putting Him first in all things. His desire for us after we are His is to be obedient to His word, to be obedient to His voice, so He can be glorified with our lives. It's when we know that He is the God of all my days. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Casting Crowns, and it's a song called God of All My Days. There is only one true living God, and my prayer is that you have Him as King of your life.
To you with my heart in pieces, and found the God with healing in His hands. I look to you, drowning in my questions, and found the God who holds all wisdom. And I trusted you and stepped out on the ocean. You caught my hand among the waves, 'cause you're the God of all my days. Each step I take, you make a way, and I will give you all my God of all my days.
my blindness. God, you are my vision. In my bondage, God, you are my freedom. In my weakness, God, you are my power. You're the reason that I sing, 'cause you're the color.
You see, when we are set free, when we are His child, He calls us chosen. He calls us blameless. He calls us holy. He calls us forgiven and free because, well, the Holy Spirit now lives within us. Our body has become the temple of God, and, well, and now we can boldly come to the throne of our gracious God. Colossians 1:22 says, "Yet now He has reconciled you to Himself through the death of Christ in His physical body. As a result, He has brought you into His own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before Him without a single fault." It's all because of Jesus. You see, Jesus made that possible for all of us. So will you call upon Him today? Will you call upon Him and be saved? Will you believe and place your faith alone in the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ? Proclaim Him Lord and Savior of your life, not only now, but forevermore. My prayer is that you would do that today if you don't have Him as Lord and Savior of your life, so that you can, well, as He says, as a result, He has brought you into His own presence, and you are holy, blameless, as you stand before Him without a single fault. Jesus paid the price for our sin. Will you allow your heart to be softened so that you can have a relationship with the one true living God through Jesus Christ? Will you call upon His name to be saved? Will you place your faith alone in Him? That's your choice today. My prayer is that you pick Jesus today, that you would have an eternal hope, that you would have a peace to carry you through, and that you would have a rest for your soul. It leads us into our next song. It's by Darla McLean, and it's a song called Blameless.
What manner of love is this, that you would lay down your life? You paid the price, the sacrifice for redemption. Now I am determined to know Christ and Him crucified. Now alive and the power in me is you. Now blameless. Salvation.
take this from me. I'm a child that you named free. Nothing will separate us. I'm held by you. Oh, I know.
wanna dance like David. I want a faith like Paul. I wanna sing like Silas, tearing down the prison walls. I wanna face that fire. It won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I wanna walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land, no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. I wanna give like Mary. I wanna break my vase. I wanna sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'll make it for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, I praise the the lamb that was slain, the only one who's worthy, worthy, worthy of all of his names. That's who I praise. He is the risen Messiah. He is the Ancient of Days. The only one who's worthy, worthy, worthy of all of his names. That's who I praise. Praise the mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, I praise the God who's proven he can do impossible things. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. I wanna love like Jesus, that kind of grace. I wanna live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things. Cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now we got one by Crowder. It's a song called Grave Robber.
By the grave robber, pick me up from that rock bottom.
my sin, taking my shame, breaking my soul out of these chains. I'm a dead man living, and God did it. Taking my sin, taking my shame, breaking my soul out of these chains. I've been forgiven, and God did it.
I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life.
I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more soul rolled away. One more sinner been saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer. All because of that grave robber.
Of that grave robber. Great Aunt Marine said at 103, write scripture on your heart for when you need it, 'cause anxiety.
One by Leanna Crawford, a song called Still Waters. You know, when we have that walk with Him, He leads us beside those still waters. He gives us peace to carry us through. And even when we have a bad day, it can become a good day. Because if we focus on the bad parts of it, well, it'll lead us down the wrong road. But whenever we focus on the peace that comes through Christ Jesus, well, it becomes a good day. It leads us into our next song by Forrest Frank, and it's a song called Good Day.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm about to have a good day, no matter what they say. Sun is shining down on me, birds are singing praise. I'm about to have a good day, in every single way.
Do it.
I know he's got my back. That's why I'm singing that. I'm about to have a good day. No matter what they say. Sun is shining down on me. Birds are singing praise. I'm about to have a good day. In every single way.
Jesus, over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Was won by Charity Gale, a song called I Speak Jesus. Right now, we got one by Ben Fuller, Carrie Underwood, with a song called If It Was Up to Me.
Yeah, I like it easy, but that's not how it's been. I'm at the part of the movie when the good guy might not win. Did I take a wrong turn? Why do you have me here? I want that happy ending, not this one where I'm in tears. Yeah,
we both know. If it was up to me, there'd be no gravel roads, no wounds, no blisters on my soul. How good your plans could be if it was up to me.
If it was up to me, I'd never taste the grace that meets me where I am. Meet the God who came and picked me up and taught me how to stand. He always has a purpose through the joy and suffering. I'd be crazy not to trust him with everything.
If it was up to me, there'd be no gravel roads, no wounds, no blisters on my soul. Pain might come, but it wouldn't come for me. If it was up to me, I'd take the easy ride, but I miss the grace that changed my life. Thank God I'm not the one in charge of things. I never know how good your plans could be. If it was up to me.
So as we live our life, we need to make sure that, well, that He is first in our lives. To be careful where we spend our time each day. Do we spend quality time with our Lord and Savior? Do you study His Word so you can live a life of obedience? Do you share Jesus with the world? Or do you just do empty things in your life that don't mean anything, that just pass the time by? James 4:4-6 says this, "You adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, that if your aim is to enjoy this world, you can't be a friend of God." What do you think the scripture means when they say that the Holy Spirit, whom God has placed within us, jealously longs for us to be faithful? He gives us more and more strength to stand against such evil desires. As the scripture says, God sets himself against the proud, but he shows favor to the humble. You see, when you humble yourself and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, as you live life, you have to think about, am I putting Him first? Which means, will you be faithful and devoted to your Lord and Savior? Remembering what he says in James, that he jealously longs for us to be faithful to him. Know that he is jealous for your heart. You see, he shouldn't be. There should be no competition between what the world's offering and your relationship with your Lord and Savior. He should be first in all things. And know that when you do the things that, well, that doesn't bring him glory as far as putting him first in all things, he jealously longs for us to be faithful to him. So, will you take a step back and just focus on your life and how you live it? And as you come into each day, pray that he will prepare your heart and your voice to serve him and to love for him. And as you walk through your day, spend time with him. And I know, you know, it's not about just stilling yourself all day long and just being in prayer, but as you walk through your day with him, spend time with him, talk to him as you go about your daily chores and your daily job. and end your night with him. You know, ask him to point out anything that offends him, and that you can repent of that and turn from your evil ways and allow your relationship to draw closer. Only you can make that happen in your life. Focus on where you spend your time. Focus on who you put first. And my prayer is that you will put him first in all things, that you will spend time with him all day long, and that you'll read his holy and living word so that he can feed your heart, your soul, and your mind, so you can live that life of obedience so that he is glorified with your life. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Iron Bell Music, and it's a song called Jealous for My Heart. It comes from James, where he jealously longs for us to be faithful. So we need to be devoted to living for Jesus. Don't be afraid to be bold in Christ Jesus, to love people by sharing the truth that comes forth from the holy and living word, so that all may be healed of their sinful lives and, well, be set free in Jesus' name. Matthew 10:28-31 says, "Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear God only, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. What is the price of two sparrows, one copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your heads are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than the whole flock of sparrows." Don't fear the world, but be bold in Jesus' name. You see, you're more valuable than the whole flock of sparrows. You are valuable to Him. Because you're valuable to Him, don't be afraid of, well, who can kill your body, but fear God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Serve Him alone, and don't worry about what the world says. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you." Give them all over to Him, so that you can live a life courageous and bold for Him, to share His message of hope, to share His truth with the world. Fear will keep you back, but if you give that fear over to Him, know that He is your strength, you can go forth and live a life to bring glory to His name. It leads us into our last song. It's by 10th Avenue North, and it's a song called "Afraid."
I don't have to be afraid anymore.